Boom! We are recording. I am back. Back in the chair, back in the quote studio. And I was just, right before I started recording this, I was just fucking, you know, really nervous. I was really nervous. I haven't done one of these since February, but I wanted to today really bad. I wanted to last weekend, but blah, 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 blah. Broken record, same old story. I just fucking, I get in my head with those kind of things. Like, I've kind of developed a sort of obsession with podcasts lately. I've been listening a lot more, and I don't know, I kept thinking every time that I listened to them, like, yeah, fuck, I need to do my own, get back into it. And today I was like, yeah, okay, I got 2 days off. I've been working a lot lately, so 2 days off. So definitely don't have any excuses. I got other shit that I wanted to get done too, but this I wanted to do for sure. So I started, woke up this morning, and I was just kind of having my coffee. I was like, oh, what the fuck am I going to talk about? And I couldn't fucking think of anything. And I was just having like that block, that weird, I was just overthinking it. Like, I was in my head too much, having that mental block. And I asked one of my buddies, I was like, yo, give me some ideas. Like, give me, what do you got? And he fucking, I don't know. And he said one thing, and it was, I don't know, over the top. Like, no, relax. So then I went to the gym this morning, went and got groceries. I fucking had some lunch, and I just started thinking, like, oh yeah, yeah. And I got out my old book that I write my notes on, because I would be completely fucking lost without notes. And I just started looking, reading about like my notes from the previous episodes. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, I think so weird. My thought process is so fucking weird. Like, if someone else was reading this, they would think that I'm like borderline, I don't know, schizophrenic, or just like multiple fucking personalities in my head, you know? And like, I'm going through it right now, and it's just, I don't even remember writing this shit. I have a really bad memory as it is, but fuck. I've been away. I'm super busy right now. I usually work two jobs. I'm usually working at the plant just outside of Red Deer as my regular job. And then I usually help my brother on the farm on the weekends. But I haven't really been to the farm in the last little bit. I've just been focusing on my main job right now, because we're in a busier time of year right now for a shutdown. So there's more hours working overtime every day, and that's kind of what I've been doing. So haven't really had time, and I've been kind of using that as an excuse as to why I haven't done this in the last couple weeks. I'm sorry if you hear my squeaky fucking chair, but like, I'm trying to get comfortable here. Yeah, so I just been away. I went to the island earlier this year, and other than that, like, I haven't been doing too much with this summer besides just working and chilling, you know. But I do have good news. My neighbors are moving. Found that out this morning. I've had nothing but like bad luck since I've lived in this house with the people who I either rented it to, or the people that fucking live beside me. Actually, it's that the one side's good. They're good people. But the one house where the people are moving out of that I'm happy about, they've been there, I don't know, probably since like last fall. And yeah, it's got to be last fall. Fuck, that's already a while. That's a while of me just like, oh, fuck, you know, putting up with it, you know, just biting my tongue, yeah, everything's fine. And the main reason is because of pets. So these people next door, they have multiple cats, which is cool. Cats are fucking chill, you know, they don't do shit. The only time I see the cat, I saw one outside one time, it was in my yard. And of course, me, when I see a cat, I, oh, hey, kitty, what are you doing? Come here. So I was just fucking hanging out with this cat. Cats are cool. But they had one dog, or have one dog, and the fucking thing won't shut up. Like, I like dogs. I'm a little bit jaded toward dogs these days because of shitty dogs, but let me tell you. So this thing, it's just, you know, when you see kids in public, like little kids, and you can tell that there's just a lack of parenting and these kids are misbehaved and it's like, oh, fuck this kid, like needs a smack. You know, this is how that dog is. This dog is just, if you're outside and it's outside, you might as well just start walking towards the door and go back inside, because this dog, if it sees you or hears you, it is fucking barking loud. It's a large dog. I don't know what kind of dog it is, and kind of looks like a mutt, but it's just, if it sees you, if you're outside on the other side of the fence, it won't shut the fuck up. And it's just, hey, how does this dog function in everyday life? It can't even look at somebody that it doesn't live with without fucking losing its mind constantly. And then the retaliation to what this dog does from its owners, what they do is they yell at it and they say, hey, shut the fuck up. Shut up. And it's, I'm just sitting there shaking my head like, this is fucking ridiculous. Like, I'm too fucking old to be dealing with this shit. And I'm not even old. I just feel old because of this crap, you know? And so I thought it really couldn't get any worse, you know? I would just be, there would be times when I'd already be in my backyard. I would just be chilling there by myself, listening to like soft music or music softly. So I wasn't like fucking being belligerent, you know, respect for the neighbors, whatever. If that's a thing, apparently it's not. But anyways, this dog comes out. I fucking hear it. And I was like, so I'm trying to be quiet kind of thing. And I'm like looking over there because there's decent size spacing in between the fences and or the boards, I should say, in the fence. And so I see this dog and I'm like waiting for it to fucking notice me. And I think it started to hear my music and it kind of looked over and it saw me. And then it was just game over as soon as it saw me. And I was, what the fuck, man? Like, why would you even want something like that? Why do you want a fucking animal like that? You know, that is completely embarrassing. If I was the owner, well, I fucking know better. But if I was the owner and, well, it wouldn't even get to that point because I know better. So I would never accept or let a dog act like that. And if you couldn't fix it, well, bye-bye. Get rid of the fucking dog, because why are you going to put up with that? You can't even take it for a fucking walk. Like, I don't ever see these people take these dogs for walks. And it's probably because of the obvious that they're not fucking capable of doing so. This podcast is going the complete opposite direction. I had all these fucking notes. I wrote like 4 words about these dogs, like out of 2 pages. Anyways, when I thought that it couldn't get any worse, they got another dog. They got a second piece of shit dog who's not all dogs are pieces of shit. This dog is a piece of shite. It's like it. I have a cat that I want. He lives on my brother's farm and he's basking right now because it's warm out. But last winter he got fucked up because it was too cold. His ears got all shitty. And I felt completely terrible because I had plans to bring this guy in. Like, he's my guy. His name's Nimbus. He's white. Named after a cumulonimbus cloud. Pretty sick. He's a sweetheart, right? I got a soft spot for these cats. And I told myself that he can chill there in the warmer months, but when it starts to get cold again in the late fall, he's coming home. And it's sweet because he's a textbook cat. My brother said that the reason they have him, he's like a 12-year-old male. He's neutered. He was from town, but my sister-in-law's friend asked if they could take him at the farm because he likes to wander and he gets out. My brother failed to mention that. So that's kind of a problem with city living, but, I would, you know, keep tabs on him. I just wouldn't open my door and say, all right, see in a bit. Like, he'd be trained or on a leash or whatever. Anyways. So the idea is that this cat is textbook, you know, he's chill. He's well-behaved. He fucking knows his name. He listens. He's not just... He would be a good cat to mold another cat. So that would be the idea because I like cats so much. Oh, I got to remember. I got to remember. I got to set a reminder. Hey, Siri, set a timer for 18 minutes. I just got it because...
18 minutes starting now.
Yeah, that's my Siri voice. In case you guys didn't know that you can change your Siri voice. I think... I don't remember what I picked. I just picked American and one of the male options. But anyways, so this cat... He's really good for molding another cat, and like cats are easy. So if I were to get a pet, like I always thought of myself getting dogs when I was like young, like 18 or something, but dogs are too much fucking work, man. And I'm kind of like a very irritable person. And I know that a dog, like I would love it and it would be different once I actually got one, but cats are so much easier. And I fucking love cats. They're chill as fuck. They just bask. So many people hate cats. And fuck you guys for anybody who is one of those people. Because cats are tight. They're easy. Like, why don't you want someone who just basks? You know, dogs are a lot of work. They're a lot more money. So that's the plan. Bring home homeboy Nimbus. Get another fucking little guy or little girl. And he is the perfect thing or mentor to train up this other cat. Moral of the story of me darting off on this tangent is that they got that second dog, okay? And I'm not worried that he's going to listen to this because I highly doubt that he will. And even if he does, well, I got good reason to bitch, so whatever. Take that shit to the bank. That second dog that they got, when I found out that they got a second dog... I don't remember how. I think I just started seeing it in the yard one day. And it seemed fine. It seemed better behaved, you know, more well-mannered. And then there was this original piece of shit hound. And eventually it seemed like, and it was obvious that the second dog, who used to be Deese, started taking after this first dog, you know. Like... what's the phrase? I don't know. It was just rubbing off on this dog. And you could just tell, like, okay, well, the owners are clearly doing nothing about this. They've now let a second dog slip to the dust and become a fucking piece of garbage. Worth nothing. You can't take it in public. You can't fucking... Like, I saw them have people over one time. And they were... It's summertime, so I have all my windows of my house open. And it's like they were trying to describe this dog as... it sounded like they were trying to give it to this person. And the guy was saying, like, yeah, he's really well-behaved. He just gets really excited. I'm thinking, I got to go over there and tell these fucking people not to take this dog. And it was awkward because... I know how those animals are, and he was just lying to these people's face about, oh yeah, it's like, it was like a fucking shitty Kijiji sale where everybody just lies to you, so you just buy it, and then they fucking block your number when the fucking thing blows up on the way home, you know, if you buy a new vehicle or whatever. And I was just like, man, you're a fucking asshole. First of all, you're just trying to pawn your dog on someone. You're lying about it, saying that it's this... nice animal, but you've let it become a piece of shit, you know? It's fucking mean. It's fucking ignorant. You need to train that thing. And anyways, that was a big rant. Sorry. Moral of the story is they're moving. I've caught wind that these people are moving, and I'm very excited about it. It's just, it's not like... my life's biggest fucking predicament, but it is good news. I will say that. Good news. Yeah, I've been busy working. We're working 6-10s right now, 6-10-hour days. I did get the full weekend off this weekend, so that's why I wanted to do this. And I just wanted to chill, you know, catch up on some fucking well-deserved basking. The weather is completely ridiculous. It has been probably coming on 3 weeks straight of just plus 28 to 30 degree August heat. You know, I'd like to say that I like the summer temps and the vibe, but like, I don't, looking at my summer and like knowing who I am, I'm not really a big like summer fucking activity kind of person, you know. Like, I'm not like, oh, let's get out the fucking boat, everybody pile on the fucking wake setter, you know, we're going tubing, we're going wakeboarding, whatever, you know. I don't do that shit, and frankly I don't think I ever would. I did try wakeboard 2 years ago. I just told somebody this. I think I told my girlfriend. I tried to wakeboard 2 years ago. It was with an ex and all of her friends. So people who I'm not necessarily familiar with. And everyone's doing it. And they're all like, they're making it look easy. And I was like, okay, well, these people, I was kind of like in my head, like, these people aren't too bad. Like, they seem like a good group of people to try and, you know, learn with, you know. Not that I would be like too embarrassed or something. So I was like, fuck it, I'll try it. You know, I don't snowboard, but I longboard and stuff. So I got a good grasp for it. I think I could do it. That was not the case. So we're in this little buttfuck lake, and I don't know, everybody's a couple drinks in, and I was like, yeah, fuck it, I'll try it. And I strap into this board, I get in the water, and they're trying to tell me, okay, so when blah, 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 just do this. I can't remember. He's like, yeah, as soon as you start to feel the boat pull, just stand up. I'm pretty sure that's what they keep telling me. Just stand up. And I was like, all right, that sounds super easy. How can I fuck this up? You know, you guys all do it. And I first time, the boat, I just feel this like massive pull and it fucking drags me through the water. I was like, holy fuck. And they're like, no, that's all good, man. It's all good. Try again. Try again. Try it again. Same fucking thing. Same thing. I tried over and over and over. And guess what? I had to have tried 15 times. And what kept happening was, I don't know, it was like I was trying to like fight the boat. Like I was trying to overpower it. And then I was like, quit doing that. Like, just fucking stand up like they say. And I don't know. I couldn't do it. I couldn't figure it out. And I was holding the handle and the cord, the rip cord or whatever, it kept fucking dragging my hands over the wakeboard. So like my knuckles were thrashed. And by the end of it, my hands are all bloody. I'm fucking pissed off. And I just said, fuck it, I'm done. And I got back on the boat. And it was one of those moments where it was like, you know, just try something new. And you know what? I fucking tried it. And I don't care enough to try it again. And I told myself, I am done with that for the rest of my life. I tried it. I fucking sucked dick at it. I couldn't do it. And guess what? I am never trying it again. I don't give a fuck. You know? I don't even really like the boat life. You know? Everybody's so concerned. Oh, Sylvan, let's go to fucking Sylvan. You know, Gull Lake, let's do it. Those lakes are both fucking dirty ponds. And I don't have a boat. And all these people are like, oh, let's go fucking wakeboarding. Like, I don't really have friends like that, but I know a lot of people. It was like that in the past, you know, when I was a little younger. And I just never fucking liked it. You know, I used to go tubing and shit when I was a kid. And my family never had a boat, but we would do with other families that we knew, or I don't know, go camping with people who had boats. And yeah, I just, even if I won the lottery, like fucking jackpot, okay, maybe I'll buy a boat. But I wouldn't do that stuff for me at all. If other people wanted to, sure. If I had the money, okay. But I think I would think of a boat more for fishing than for like water sports, you know? Sorry, I got a bit of phlegm. I think I had COVID again. Oh, that's what I was going to write down. I just wanted to talk about this quick. So I got sick. Yesterday was the 2-week mark that I got sick and I was at, me and the girlfriend drove up to Edmonton. The wedding was on. Did I even say that? We went to a fucking wedding. Jesus. Went to Edmonton for a wedding, and it was for a guy that I worked with, and he also rented a room off me. So we became pretty close, and he ended up getting a new job, and then him and his fiance asked if we wanted to come, and we're like, oh, shit. Yeah, cool. So, of course, automatically we're like, oh, absolutely, that sounds great. And then, like, as it's getting closer to the date, I'm like, we don't fucking know anybody there. Not a soul. We knew the groom. We knew him well because I worked with him and I also lived with him. And we used to go to the gym, me, him, and the girlfriend. So everybody, us three knew each other quite well. And the day that they asked us, him and his fiance asked us to come, was the day and the only time that I ever met her for about 5 minutes. So I wouldn't even say that I knew her. You know, I talked to her for 5 minutes one day and it was, hey, you guys want to come? Oh yeah, great. So we fucking went, and that was the day that I started to feel sick. And I noticed that we went to West Ed and went to Bourbon Street to have supper before the dance. So this is probably like, I don't know, 6 o'clock. And I'm like, yeah, fuck. My throat's feeling a little scratchy. Got a bit of a headache. And we had our meal. Well, I'm just going to take a drink of this tea. Try it. I got this new tea. I went to the island. I said that earlier. Oh, God. It's a creamy Earl Grey. What's that called? ASMR? Fucking disgusting. I hate people who do that shit. I'm so sorry. I'm just going to take this tea bag out quick. Fuck, I'm an old man, you know? Don't give a fuck. Take this out. So anyways, we're on Bourbon Street. Eat this supper. Actually, really good steak dinner. Really fucking bomb. I loved it. Good beer. And we head back out to the parking lot at West Ed. And we're changing in the parking lot. She's getting changed in the back seat of the truck. And I'm standing outside the truck in my ginch, putting on my clothes, my pants and my shirt and my shoes. And then after we were both dressed, we were just like looking at each other. And I was like, what the fuck are we doing? What are we about to go do? I feel so weird right now, so awkward and uncomfortable, and I'm not prepared for what we're about to go do. I'm pretty sure I know exactly how this is going to go, but I also have no fucking idea. Turns out it was exactly what I thought and more. So when we got there, the bride and groom, everybody, we got there at like 8:30. So it's already been a full day for these guys, you know? It's already been 12 plus hours for everybody. And usually with these kind of events, people start going at it pretty early. You know, the drinks start pretty early, calm the nerves. Everybody's feeling good. Everybody's excited. Everybody's trying to ditch that nervousness of the wedding and hundreds of people. Anyways, everybody's into it. Me and the lady were not into it. We fucking drove to Edmonton and went shopping for a bit. Had some food and then drove there fucking bones sober. So fucking just average. And everybody else there was immediately like, you walk in and immediately notice that everybody's fucking loud, fucking like wasted, you know, taking pictures, playing games, dancing. And I'm just like, we are awkward people, you know? And I'm just standing there like, oh, no, we got to get the fuck out of here. So just because I'm such a fucking nervous bastard and I don't do well in those situations, I'm just awkward as fuck, you know? So that wedding experience, because I was also feeling kind of shitty, plus I was just like out of my element for sure. I was just like, yeah, we gotta like get in, get out. And she was totally on the same page as me. Yep, let's fucking do it. So we dropped off our card, the wedding gift. There was this little like recording thing. There was like a phone, an old style phone where you could pick it up and it records you just like a little message that you can leave for the newlyweds. Like, hey guys, congrats. You know, you look so good, blah, blah, blah. Hope the day was great. And we're just so happy, blah, blah, blah. So we did that. And we're looking for the two people that we can spot that, you know, the only people we recognize, trying to look for them. Oh, there they are over there. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. They look fucking drunk. And they were busy. They were taking pictures and stuff. So in a matter of like, I don't know, 5 minutes, we slammed two beers and a shot. And it was just like, and then we proceeded to talk to them. I met his mom, some buddies, and everybody's just drunk. And I'm like, yeah, okay, I'm pretty fucking behind these guys. And that pretty much wraps it up, just in and out. Okay, we're here. They saw us. We talked to them. Congrats. We're hitting the fucking road, Jack. Let's go. And it was kind of just in and out, like probably over the span of 90 minutes. 90 minutes. That's what I'd say. But anyways, that's when I got sick. Fuck, I'm all over the place this episode. That's when I got sick. And that night was fucking awful. You know when you have such a sore throat that you don't even want to swallow? It hurts so much. It was like that. I was up so many times that night. And it progressed from sore throat. What was it after that? I think it was then like, oh, it was sinuses. The sinuses were like completely like blocked off. So I had like that head cold, kind of like really stuffy feeling. So like it makes you feel like drunk almost, or like stoned. You're just like all dopey and fucked up. And then I just had so much phlegm and like runny nose. And yesterday was the 2 week mark, like I was trying to get to. And I still have, you know, I'm not 100%. It is the longest I've ever been sick in my life. And it sucks. It's just, it sucks to go to work, because I guess you could say I was selfish, but at the same time, I was hard-headed and stubborn about it, because I have a job that doesn't have paid time off. You know, if you don't work, you don't get paid, like a lot of other people's, I'm sure. But some of you fucking cunts out there, oh, pardon my language, but some of you bastards, you get those paid days off, and like, good for you, because that shit sucks not to have. Oh, that's the timer. That's all right. We're still approaching. We got 2 minutes, just under. Yeah, so what the fuck was I saying? Pay days off. Yeah, so I was completely stubborn about it. You know what? I'm just going to... Fuck, I should keep going. I thought about not going to work. I didn't even test myself. I think I had one at-home test kit left for COVID. And in my head, I'm like, I don't fucking care. I know I'm sick, and I've already taken time off work once this year for being sick, or within the last like 8 months. I said, I'm not doing it again, because life's too fucking expensive. Okay. Dealing with this inflation bullshit and everything. No, I'm making this money, you know, I've already done it once. And I felt bad because I work with a guy who, he came to work sick one time and I gave him shit, and he kind of said that to me when he realized that I was sick, or when I told him. And I said, I know. And I said, I'm sorry, but you're right. What he said the same thing. I was like, well, what the fuck? Like, if we don't come here and make money, then we don't get paid and can't afford not to, you know? So that's just how it was. So I ended up going to work for every day, didn't miss a day. I thought about taking a day off or two during it, but I fucking went. I made that money, got in, got out. I was constantly washing my hands, sanitizing, blowing my nose, trying to do my part, washing my table where I ate my lunch. But sorry if I got you sick. But let's move on from that. I was feeling not myself before this. Before this episode, I should say. I feel like I've been kind of off lately. You know, like my train of thought, even the way that I was talking, you know, like I felt dumber, you know, I don't know. Like I wasn't necessarily thinking as much before I would talk, or I just didn't give a fuck about a lot of stuff. And I don't know. So that was a big part as to why I haven't done one in a bit here. Fuck, am I hot right now? I bought an air conditioner and it's been great this summer because I just kept thinking of last summer and it was fucking terrible. So, it was bearable because I was in the basement of my house. So it was okay. You know, it was still difficult for sleeping time, but, now I'm up in the master bedroom again because, last year homeboy was still in here. So I was in the basement in my own house. It was weird. But now I'm back in the big dog's room, and it's hot as fuck up here. My back of the house, which the master is on, is west facing. So you get that fucking hot heat for like the last 6 hours of the day. That sun is just pounding on the west side of the house. And it raises the temperature of this room a lot. And I got all my blinds closed. I'm trying to keep that sunlight out. I'm trying to keep cool. I'm opening the windows, all them windows at night, and trying to shut them as soon as I can in the morning when it's still cool before it has a chance to start bringing in the warmer air again. And that only works so well, you know? So the AC helps a lot. I've definitely been basking with that. Felt different. I'm just going over my notes here. Sorry. Yeah, I just felt different, but then I started to remember as like I was looking through my past notes and picturing myself recording, like I was just getting mentally prepared. I was like, you know, it used to just be like kind of like a happy place. Like it's almost like a place to like vent or I don't know. Get some shit off your chest. You obviously got to be careful with what you say, but for the most part, it's just, you're like having, sorry about that background noise. There's kids in the back alley riding by. It's like a no judgment place because until people start listening to it, it's just me talking to myself, you know, which is almost like the easiest thing to do. Just you and yourself instead of having an audience, but it eventually gets to that point, right? People start listening to it and then you start to hear feedback and then you're like, oh yeah. But it's different because it's not live, right? You don't have people right in front of your face. So yeah, it's just been go, go, go. No time to just do nothing, you know? And maybe I have a little bit, but it didn't feel like it. It just felt like I was always like, ooh. You know, and I wanted to, I was trying to make a plan because I knew working up to me working so much right now or more than normal, I wanted to come up with a plan for my work, my gym time after work, my cooking, and I wanted to put something together that wasn't going to burn me out, you know? And so my life just wasn't wake up, go to work, fucking drive to the gym, sweat my ass off work even more, go home, fucking cook a big meal, wash the dishes, clean up, pack the lunch for tomorrow. So my life just wasn't, you know, go, go, work, work, that's it. And there was no time to breathe and sit down and just so I was trying to manage that. And I felt like there was just no time to do nothing, but I don't know. I've started doing what I used to do with my gym time, which is not going 5 or 6 days a week, going like 3 times a week, every second day kind of thing, you know, maybe 4 times a week, which has been nice. Because you go through these stages with fitness and exercise in the gym kind of thing, you know, you have like a state of mind where it's, you get super addicted to something and you're like, oh, I'm fucking all in. Let's get on the supplements. Let's get on these fucking plans, you know, fucking gain train, baby. It feels good, you know? And then lately for me, it's just been like, fuck that. I don't give a fuck. I don't want to do it. But I've always loved the feeling physically and mentally that I get from that type of exercise. It's a confidence thing. It's an ego thing. It's a peace thing. It has so many different areas that it helps with, for me anyways. Some people think it's stupid, whatever. Everybody has something different, you know? So I was just feeling like that. So I decided, well, it's just going to be an every second day kind of thing. And I can, quote, do nothing more. So I can just relax and have my downtime, right? Because it's super important to me. A lot of people, they don't think like that and think they need that. But even though they might do it like that, they might not think like that. So that's how I do it or interpret it, whatever. And the question is, with the whole doing nothing, excuse me, and having downtime, why are people so quick to jump? Or quick to judge, I should say, when we do nothing, you know, more and more people say, I don't know, it's just people, they don't think that, I don't know if it's like a jealousy thing or what they're saying, like when people are just, it's like a judgmental thing, like, oh, well, you were just fucking sitting at home, like, what were you doing? Oh, I was just, you know, on my phone. What? That's it? Like, they think of it like almost pathetic, you know? Or, oh yeah, I was just watching a show. It's like, what? Go fucking do something, you know? And I'm bad for that too, right? Saying that to people or thinking like that. But it seems like I talk to more and more people who say, and it depends on the mindset or what's going on in your life, but more and more people who say, like, who fucking cares, you know? I'm going to do what I like. And sometimes that means just, you know, chilling, watching Netflix, Disney Plus, whatever, playing on your phone. And that can be healthy and it can be bad as well. My one buddy, Dylan, who I'm probably the closest with right now in my life, one of the people, he recently told me that he gets genuine happiness from his time on social media. And my immediate reaction or thought when he said that to me was, what? What do you mean you get genuine happiness from looking at Instagram? Because I immediately disagreed with what he said, and I was thinking, that's not genuine happiness, dog. Genuine happiness would be the way I see you when we go to the island, when you're looking at something that you've never seen before, something beautiful, something free, calm. And I can tell that you're at, in that moment, complete peace and tranquility, whatever you want to call it. Jesus, that sounded pretty soft. But that's what I thought when he said that. But I also know what he means, you know, he finds humor in it. He finds, engagement. He finds, you know, when you see something, you know, oh, I know who would like that. And you send it to someone else, you know, you have that sort of like mutual interest kind of thing where you're like, oh yeah, that'd be funny. If they'd like that. Or it gives them ideas, you know, like recipes or, home decor ideas, whatever the fuck, you know, what, there's all sorts of shit you can look at. So I kind of understood what he was saying, but I also still disagree with it, with what, the way I thought about it. But it depends. The world's changing, you know, the, what people love and brings them to that kind of true happiness, it's going to change too with what consists, what's on that list of what makes them feel good, you know? Maybe watching Netflix is on there. But whatever, I guess. What have I done this summer or, quote, accomplished? I wrote that down, and I wrote it down because I find that people make these super unrealistic expectations for, like, the warmer months. And they're like, oh, this summer's going to be different. We're going to fucking hike all those mountains. We're fucking going canoeing at Lake Louise. Like, we're fucking all this shit. And it's, I don't know, like, that shit ain't even free anymore, you know? Like, sure, you can go hiking for free, but it takes a lot of time. It takes preparation. Unless you're like me and skip the gate, you got to pay to get in that bitch. You got to pay for the fuel, which is finally coming back down. As of today, I think yesterday I noticed it came down again, but gas is back down to $1.39. Fuck yeah. That's good news. But yeah, just, it seems like people make these fucking crazy expectations for themselves. And it's like, yeah, I got to do all this shit. And I don't really do that. You know, for the most part, I'm fucking working every day. And when I'm not working, it seems like I have to catch up with my yard work constantly or cleaning something, my house. Like, I'm kind of a bit more of a slob when I work more like this, more hours. It just kind of piles up, like, oh yeah, the counters, more stuff adds up on the counters, like cardboard boxes or stuff, yeah, whatever. Oh yeah. And so like on the weekend, on my free time or that one day off, it's usually like a catch-up day. So you, like, I don't have time or energy to, you know, just drive to the fucking mountains or have a day in fucking Banff or whatever your summer activity idea is. So I don't know. These fucking people who are doing all these things, why aren't you at work? Okay? I'm not saying that, like, you should be a workaholic or that I think that I'm better than you because I work more than you, but it seems like I'm constantly seeing people doing more stuff than me that costs money and time. And it's like, these people are doing trips. These people are golfing every fucking day. These people are, you know, going on the lake or going on these fishing trips or whatever the hell they're doing. And it's like, how are you guys affording this? How are you? I don't know. Like, everything is so fucking expensive. And What's the cheat code? Are these people going in debt? I don't know. So I don't really have an unrealistic list of accomplishments that I want for the summer. I went to the island. That was like early summer. And it was too fucking early, to be honest. It was too cold. It was in June. So it, especially on the ocean, it's a lot cooler. And I'll tell you, I'll never go back there at that time of year for a summer vacation. Last time we went in July, third week of July or something, it was way better. Way better. Yeah, everything's so fucking expensive. What is this? Oh yeah, I wanted to talk about just with these shutdown hours, I'm working more. I'm trying to pay back into some money borrowed. Like, I had money set aside for, I really want to go to Hawaii. that's going to be in the very near future, but I had money set aside for different reasons in multiple areas. And I recently bought a motorcycle, probably about a month ago. So I'm kind of working towards getting money back in the vacation fund and paying other stuff off, blah, blah, blah. But yeah, I got a bike and I have this thing that I do. I don't really tell people shit. Like if I know I'm doing something, I like to just fucking do it, you know? I don't like to talk about it or tell a bunch of people. I just fucking do it. And if someone sees it or like, what the fuck? He's like, oh yeah, I got that. Like, what? Yeah. So I don't know. I didn't tell anyone in my family. And my brother was the first person to find out because he was in town for a wedding. And I had the bike up my front sidewalk, up to my front door. I just cleaned it and I was just kind of, I parked it there because I was going to go riding again later that day. And he calls me and he's like, yeah, where are you at? We're just in town. We need to change for this wedding. They roll up 2 minutes fucking later and I was just standing on my deck chilling. And he's like, what the fuck is this? And I was like, oh, well, we got a bike. And he found out, which means that the rest of my fucking family found out because that's how it works. So then my mom was very upset. She was very scared, very nervous, very worried. And she has good reason to, because people have been getting hurt. It seems like, well, he's not a good buddy of mine, but one of my friends, his brother was in a bike accident. He actually passed away this summer. So it's really sad. Especially when people who get in these accidents, they leave behind families, and it's all really tragic. People have told me this year that you can't be selfish when you have a family or whatever, something that you need to go home to, something or someone. You shouldn't be reckless in certain areas. And people categorize having a motorcycle in there. Be like, oh, well, you shouldn't ride a motorcycle. It's fucking dangerous. And you have a family to think about. You know, I've heard somebody say that, not to me, but like as a reason why people shouldn't ride. And it's like, I don't fucking think so. Like, it's quote, dangerous like anything else. You could say that about anything. You know, these motherfuckers right here jumping out of airplanes or driving a car every day and constantly looking like they're looking at their phone half the time. Like half the time that this car is barreling down the road, people are just staring at a phone. It's crazy. I was on the bike one day and I was just looking at people beside me, passing people, whatever. And everybody's just like looking down. And I continued to just stare at them. And they don't even look over at me. They just look back up for a sec, look back down. Up for a sec, look back down. And it's like, this is so bad, you know? But everybody does it. Everybody's guilty for it. And it's just fucked up. We need more of those self-driving cars pretty fast, because people are just going to keep killing people that way by being super distracted. Those tickets are very expensive and they affect your insurance policy. So with good reason. But if you can't afford to have your insurance go up or blah, 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 don't be fucking around with that, because I know people who have gotten those too. And like I said, very expensive, and they affect your insurance so much that it could it could cause your insurance policy to literally tell you that you are no longer insurable through them. Sorry. I had the AC running on full bore, and I got the room nice and cold before doing this, but now I'm fucking sweating. Now it's been like 40 minutes, and I'm fucking sweating. Well, more than that, it's been like 50 minutes. And I still got a lot of shit on this list, but people have been getting hurt, you know? Like I said about Buddy and another guy that I work with. Oh. Another guy that I work with is his name's Brad. Big dude, big man. He's probably like, I don't know, 6'5", probably like 250, 260, big dog. And he rides a big bike. It's a Honda Dual Sport Africa Twin. It's probably like a 650 or a 800, maybe a 900 or something. No, it's probably like a 650. Anyways, he rides that. And I think he's a pretty experienced rider. Like, I'm pretty sure, I don't know him that well, but I think he rides dirt bikes and shit outside of that. And so he's on bikes often, you know? But this highway that we ride every day to and from the plant, between the plant and Red Deer, it's about 25 minutes. It's a fresh, nice pavement, but it's become a lot more busy in this time of shutdown. There's a lot more traffic, a lot of extra workers at these plants, multiple plants. So there's a lot more traffic and you can't fuck around. You know, you got to keep an eye open. But he was on his way home from work, and I think it was on a Friday or something, like the end of the week. And he was just driving in a straight line. The speed limit is 90 on these roads. And he seems like a pretty straight edge guy. So I got to think he was doing 90 to 100 on this road. And, you know, so pretty good reaction time, not doing super, super crazy speeds. But there was a car coming opposite him towards him. And they were turning left. So in front of his path, they were signaling to go back into their acreage, their farm, their yard, whatever the fuck. Jesus. And all of a sudden, as Brad keeps getting, this is what I was told anyways, as he keeps getting closer to this person who's like stopped in the highway or like slowing down, they just turn in front of him. They just fucking went for it and turned left into their house. And here comes Brad on a fucking motorcycle. Whop, whop. He fucking hits the side of their car, like T-bones him. So either Brad, which is highly unlikely, was speeding, but I don't think so, or this person was completely out of their fucking melon and they just fucking, I'm going to turn now. And they just fucking turned and like were oblivious to the rest of people on the road, life. Maybe they were fucking high, you know, but they just fucking straight up turned. Didn't look, apparently, and Brad hit him. And so I don't know how much time he had to slow down or anything. I'm not sure what like the speed of impact was, but at least they weren't going faster towards him, you know, because then you're dealing with twice the inertia and that that shit. I mean, crashing on a motorcycle at any speed is like very bad. So he got fucked up. He broke his ankle. I think a lot of his other parts of his leg or legs was fucked. Maybe his arms, ribs, I think. I don't know too much about it, but it's just another thing. And there was another guy saying that his other buddy got killed as well. So he quit riding because his close friend died. And that was another guy at work too, who was saying this to me about his friend. And I was like, Jesus, what's up with these motorcycle accidents? But apparently that guy wasn't on a motorcycle. He was in a car. But it was just the other guy stopped riding because he wasn't feeling well. He was he was affected by it. So you gotta pay attention. And maybe it's just reminders, like for someone like me who's just like from the outside looking in or hearing these stories. Oh fuck yeah! See, nobody's immortal. You got to be careful. You can't fuck around. So that was the main reason for my mom kind of being so worried and blah, blah, blah. But I used to be a fucking asshole on a motorcycle. That's changed quite a bit. You know, I dealt with car accidents and license loss and tickets. So insurance costs. So I don't really fuck around anymore because it's too expensive. And I hate cops, so I'd rather not deal with them. I got to say, I'm a lot more comfortable now. Like almost an hour in. I was at the start of this, I was talking, but like also thinking about what I'm talking about when, or like what I'm going to talk about next while I'm trying to talk about what I'm currently talking about. And I was just like fucking in my head, man. But no, you can't even, in my mind, I don't have a family. I don't think you can let that kind of stuff stop you from doing something, you know? And even besides the family, having a family matter of it. I know a guy who said he wouldn't ride a motorcycle just because he's scared of the other drivers on the road. And like, that is the epitome of living in fear. You know, if you're depending on how good you are on a motorcycle, that's one thing, but it's to not do something because you're scared of someone else being stupid or ignorant. It's sure, it makes sense, but like the same thing, it's the same when you're driving your car, right? Oh yeah, but you can die so easy on a motorcycle. Yeah, you can die easily in a car too, like freak accidents. So I don't know, whatever. If you want to live like that, cool, but I will not, because I like it. It's fun. Let's keep going here. Sorry. I was gonna ask you guys something. Do you find you guys are constantly comparing your life to others? Like it gets brought up quite a bit with social media and stuff. And I don't know. It's so repetitive and round and round. And it all depends on your mindset and what you want, I guess. Like comparing your house to other people's, or your living situation, your maybe your car, your truck, your relationship would be a big one. Like I said, those trips that people are going on, like that, being like set up for saving well, or like pre-retirement plan kind of thing, like thinking about your future, anything really. So I don't know. I find that I'm really bad for that sometimes, but I also find that like I'm a bit of both. I like having the the possessions and like the flashy stuff, but at the same time it dies so fast, you know, to have these things. Once you get them, it's one thing to want something and just like not know, but then you get it and you're like, oh yeah. And then it just becomes another thing, you know, that you have, and it's just kind of like meaningless. So I don't know. I'm starting to think like as I get older, like who fucking cares kind of thing. And people can do or live however they want. And not everybody's the same or in the same situation or spot in their life. So why are you going to compare yourself? You might be at completely different stages in life, and we're so bad for just for being able to recognize that, but also just wanting more and be like, oh, I wish my life was like theirs. It's so fucking stupid. Like, who cares at the end of the day? Just worry about yourself and focus on your shit. Me personally, I want to downsize. You know, I'm not saying I got a fucking mansion of a house, but I have a starter home. It's a 3-bedroom, 4-level split house with a double car garage in the back, and it's plenty of house for me. You know, what the future holds is another part of it, you know, like who knows, with relationship status, like the potential for wife and kids. That's another thing. But me currently, right now, today, it is me in this house. So I had roommates, but I currently don't. Like I was talking about earlier, homeboy who had the wedding. He was in the basement and we worked together and he would go home on the weekends and it was nice. So, but then he got that job and went home. So now it's no roomies, which also means no rent. So that extra $560 that he would pay me a month, which is, you know, cheap rent for him. It was nice. It was nice to have that extra cash for sure. Fuck. And it was nice to have another person in the house. I do appreciate just peace and quiet, which is cool, but it's nice to have a buddy in the place too. But not having that rent, that extra rent money, it's that much more money that I have to make up with for the house. And it's like expensive. You know, I'm paying for a lot of shit that I don't need, you know, like the part of my house that I live in or that I use, there's the kitchen, the dining room, the main floor living room. And then you go upstairs and there's two bedrooms and a bathroom and a little pad with some furniture there. So I don't use the basement at all, which is the big living room, the third bedroom and another full bathroom. And then there's the basement, which has the laundry room and the furnace and shit. Obviously I use that, but I live in the 2 of 4 areas. So it's just like, it's a lot for what I want. And I have a buddy who owns like a townhouse kind of thing. And it's just, it's like the same size of space, his whole place, that like the same size that I like use in my house. So it's like, I kind of want something like that, you know, and just to have all my stuff in this area completely the way I like it. And just, it just seems like it would be so much more cozy, you know? I don't know. I have this weird like thought process or the way, like concept of how it would feel. His place, it just seems so much more comfortable. I don't know. I have a weird thought about it, but I have lived in like an apartment before. That sucked. But that being said, I was living in like my girlfriend at the time's apartment. She's a bitch. It was like her place that I like moved into. And so it wasn't really like, it didn't feel like mine, like the walls, the fucking furniture, everything was hers. And it wasn't like, it wasn't very masculine. So it was kind of never really felt like my place. So maybe it would have been different, but I definitely didn't like living on the third floor. That sucked dick, two dicks. And I don't think I'd go back to that, but I like the feel of my buddy's place, the more minimalist feel, you know. I want to downsize because this shit's expensive and I don't even use it. I don't need this stuff. I don't need this much room, you know. I got another buddy, Dayton, who usually does the podcast with me sometimes. He's in the process of doing, he bought a truck box camper. Yeah, it's like I think it's like a 30-year-old truck box camper or 25-year-old or something. And not that that matters, whatever, I don't know. And he's in the process of renovating it and moving out of where he lives now. His dad has a pretty cool place that he lives in now. It's on the ocean, on the island. And they're gonna rent that out, I think, as like a B&B. And capitalize the rent on that, because you can get pretty good money for, you know, like nightly rates. So they're going to do that. And he's going to, I don't really know what his plan is per se, but he's going to live in the truck, the camper. I don't know where he's going to do it or what he's really going to do, but I couldn't be that minimalist. I couldn't do that. But it just, he has like the same kind of train of thought that I'm talking about right now. The same kind of wanting to just downsize and like quit worrying so much about like who has what. I have this. I don't need this. I want this. Like, I want to feel good. I want to enjoy life. I want to don't just want to be chasing the physicality of objects and status and blah, blah, blah. So it's, he's doing that. And he's also doing a vlog of his daily life and like a day in the life and building it into a channel of just like him and his life and doing what he wants, which is that. I look at that as like a memory bank. So I think that's really cool. The video aspect of it, like the video journal, it's a great way to have those memories and to look back. Pictures are really cool, but having videos of all that, like when we're 40 and he looks back at that and it's over 10 years ago and it's like, oh, like he could be anywhere in his life, any point in his life, and just look back at that and be like, fuck, that's cool. He could be like, I remember what was going through my head. I remember how I felt when I was dealing with all that. And it's just so crazy. I wish I had done that more. But then again, I feel like I've changed a lot as a person, and I was a little fucking asshole, just like a loser. I don't really like my old self, but still, moving forward, I think that's a great idea. The documentation of your life, you know, really cool memory bank. I think of this podcast as like that kind of thing as well. I love that. And sometimes it's weird to go back and listen to myself. I'm pretty used to it now, but there's a lot of episodes or times I can notice in my like speech that I just didn't like myself in that moment or at that time. But overall, I think it's great. I think it's just a good way to document and a good way to kind of ground yourself and go back and remember how you felt about something or just laugh. I don't know. It's just funny. It can be all sorts of different feelings. That's just the way I think about it. Just enjoying life and not the physical aspect or the object part of it, like I was saying. I pretty much went through everything that I wanted to discuss. I think that one went really good. I think it's about an hour and 10 minutes, and I feel good about it. I would like to have other people on to discuss stuff more, because it's been a while since I did one by myself, and it's exhausting, you know, to keep the conversation going and to keep people engaged. It's a battle for sure. That's why you got to do so much notes. If you start hitting a wall or drawing a blank, you got to fucking revert back to those notes. Helps me a lot. That's the way I like to do it. But anyways, I'm glad you guys are listening, tuning in. I hope you enjoyed it. And yeah, go check out my buddy Dayton's vlog. It's on YouTube. Just type in his name or search his page. I think it's Wild West. I won't say. I can't remember for sure. But if you just search his name, you'll find him on there. Or check out his Facebook page or Instagram. And yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed. We'll see when the next one comes out. I got some stuff coming down the pipe, so hopefully you can hear me again on here very soon. Thanks, guys. Enjoy the rest of your day. Chat later. Peace.